In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. How do we live out our Christian faith? How do we live and practice? If somebody asks you, who are you and what church you go to, how do you say that you go to an Orthodox church? And what does it mean to go to an Orthodox church? My dearly beloved, this morning, you heard two miracles. One is that a man, his daughter was sick and died, and Jesus healed her. And another one, a woman who had severe hemorrhage, and she touched the hems of Jesus' robe. To remain faithful to your faith in this land and throughout the world, we are to remain different. We are different. We worship different. We believe different. But we love others the same. We are to be different, but never indifferent. Never indifferent. We live in a world that has so many religions, so many churches. America was always a diverse nation, since it is home from every nation on the face of the earth. And we are one of these people. But yet, we are different. In this morning gospel, taken from St. Luke, we hear two miracles. The first, a leader named Jairus asked Jesus to come and heal his daughter. And the other one, who came seeking miracle. And she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. The gospel states that as Jesus went, the people pressed around him, and a woman who suffered from severe hemorrhage for 12 years and spent all her living on doctors, no one could help her. She came behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. And immediately she was cured. And Jesus said, "Man lamasani," who touched me? Peter was always smart. He said, "Well, how can you say who touched you? And there are hundreds of people around you." And Jesus said, "No, Peter. Someone touched me in a special way. For I felt the energy came out of me." This woman, she could not hide it no more. She came and she told Jesus why she touched him. She cured. And Jesus said to her, "Young woman, go in peace. Your faith has made you well." I ask you the same question. How do we touch Jesus today? How do we touch the Lord in our home, in our work, our school, in our church, in our daily lives. I remember my mother. We lived in a small neighborhood, and it was surrounded by other people with different faith, Muslim. And yet, every one of our neighbor came and asked for my mother's blessing because she touched their lives in so many ways. I learned that we touch the Lord in our prayer. When we come to church on Sunday, we're not coming here to attend some special event. We're not coming here just only to hear the gospel. We're not here only to see one another. We come to church to touch Jesus' garment. In our prayer, as the choir sing, "Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me, a sinner, and touch me." We touch the Lord when we keep His commandment. Children, you are to obey your parents. Children, you are not to use your phone while you're sitting eating dinner. But their children can only do that if parents don't use their iPhone. We touch the Lord when we walk into our life in the school, at work, when we become the light of this world, when we become the salt of the earth. You don't have to say much. You can touch your life, touch others' life in the way you lived your life, by your action. In own humility, we touch the Lord when we serve one another and when we pray for one another and when we love one another. Yes, my dearly beloved, we touch the Lord and we touch one another when we give up our sinful habit. Some people say, "I cannot change." Yes, you can. You can change. Jesus said, "You are a new creation." Antum khaliqatun jadida. And we must change our bad habit. Our bad habits break in our homes, break in family, break in churches, and break in even work. Yes, we need to give up our sinful behavior when we give up our selfishness. You might quote the gospel, you might know when to fast, and you might know when not to fast. But if we don't give up our selfishness, how can we love one another? How can family exist if they keep on their selfishness? Yes, my dearly beloved, we can touch the Lord when our tongue praise the Lord, bless the Lord. Young lady this morning took my hand and kissed me and said, "I always pray for you every day." She touched my life and told me that I matter as a priest. Our mouth can praise God or praise other or curse God and curse other. Children, you are not to answer your parents. You are to listen to them. You are never to use a foul language at home. You can touch the world either by water that they can drink or by poison. Yes, the scripture says we touch the Lord when we are devoted to one another as a brothers and sister. When we honor one another, you honor yourself. We touch the Lord when we live in harmony with one another. Yeah, family has their own issues. Marriage has their own big issues. I had a wedding yesterday and I told the new bride and new groom that there's no such a thing to live happily after. That's a fantasy. You need to live every day as it is the first day of your life and to forget what happened yesterday. If we do not live new people every day, we carry all the problem that happened 30 years ago. Women don't forget. Your wife, like my wife, would remind you what happened in 1972. And what is your brother or your sister said to her? Well, I am innocent of that. You need to forget what happened. You need to forget what happened. We touch the Lord when we come to church faithfully. Faith and healing and prayer are interrelated to one another. Faith, trust God. Prayer, communicate with God. And when you touch the Lord, you touch each other in love, in mercy, in compassion, in goodness. Because you begin to have a good outlook to life. You wake up every morning and you thank God. A good outlook to life gives you the energy to love again, to bless again, to be merciful again. Because a good outlook in life gives you cheerfulness and produce the element of love and respect as Christ commanded. Be careful. A negative outlook produces in us a negative action. Finally, my brother and sister, we touch the Lord every Sunday in communion. Come and taste how good is the Lord, His body and blood. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in me. And we touch the Lord above all with our eyes when we behold His glory here. May the Lord touch your life as you touch my life. Please leave her. She's touching my life as a baby and innocent. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God.